Earlier this afternoon, I spoke with Christopher Scott from Alliance Romaine about the group's resistance to development of the Romaine River in northern Quebec. We spoke about the ecological and economic problems with the project and why Alliance Romaine activists are walking around in front of Hydro-Québec's office at 8 a.m. in white elephant costumes. Here's the interview. First off, could you talk a little bit about the project with the Romaine River and why Alliance Romaine is in opposition to it?
Yeah. The Romaine River is one of Quebec's biggest, most wildest, most majestic remaining rivers. It actually flows from the highlands of Labrador into the Gulf of St. Lawrence, empties into a national park, an archipelago near Anticosti Island in the St. Lawrence. So it's an area that empties into an area that's extremely rich in marine life. It's a salmon stream. It goes through sort of Canadian Shield, typical boreal forest, and it basically irrigates and provides oxygen and provides life to an entire ecosystem. What's been happening in Quebec? I mean, the Romaine is a large river, but it's typical of those rivers that you see everywhere on the North Shore and in northern Quebec. What makes the Romaine special is, in light of all the hydroelectric development that's been done in the last 50 years in the province, the damming of one river, one more river, another river in James Bay area, and then on the North Shore, it's one of the largest remaining rivers, and in fact, it's the only river of its size that you can currently drive to in Quebec from Montreal. So it's a spectacular ecosystem that is, a river you can canoe down, a river that's used still by First Nations for hunting and trapping, a salmon stream characterized by huge, splashing waterfalls, rapids, that type of thing. It's really a spectacular sight to see. And it is currently in the process of being gutted by Hydro-Québec. They are building a four-dam complex at the cost of $8 billion to taxpayers, which is to be completed in 2020. And what makes this project especially galling is that the project will be basically producing energy we as the province don't need. Be producing energy basically that may end up staying in the reservoirs, continuing because of faulty planning, basically not being used, and just adding to our energy surplus. Destroying whatever last rivers and paying through the nose for the privilege.
Why would the Quebec government want to produce energy that it doesn't need?
I think when the project started, there was sort of this ideological assumption that build it and they will come. We're going to attract companies that are going to come and take advantage of Quebec's low energy prices. So there's this assumption that aluminum companies, and there are some aluminum smelters on the North Shore, were going to be expanding their operations, building new wings. There was the Plan Nord, which is the Charest government, the previous government, was very much in favor of, which is we're going to attract foreign investment. We're going to basically siphon out, vacuum out all the mineral wealth in the north, in the subsoil of Quebec.
Right.
And these kind of projects take a lot of huge amounts of electricity. Now, two things need to be said about this. One is this is based on the speculation that, in fact, these companies will come and that their investors will feel comfortable and the economy will continue to grow and there'll be a demand for these minerals, which is, an ideological assumption and has been disproven by facts subsequently since 2008. The second thing which needs to be mentioned is even if the companies were to come and to buy all the energy we're producing, at the price we're offering it to them at, we would essentially be making a loss as taxpayers and as ratepayers. So in the case of the Romaine, for example, the electricity that is produced would cost about 9 cents the kilowatt hour to produce, in terms of the expense of building the dams and so on, divided by the amount of electricity that's produced. And we would be selling it. We're currently selling this electricity to the aluminum smelters in Quebec that buy it at 3 cents a kilowatt hour. There was a plan to raise this slightly, and now the aluminum companies are balking and saying, we don't want to pay more for the electricity. We don't want to pay 4.5 cents a kilowatt hour, which would still be half of what it actually costs us to produce. So it's an expensive project which would basically involve subsidizing private investment, hoping that the private investment is even going to come, which it may not. And what we're saying as Alliance Romaine is that aside from the environmental damage this project will cause, which should be factored into any decision, we think that some of the money, some of the $8 billion we're spending on the Romaine project should be spent on employment-generating opportunities of a different sort in the North Shore region and in other parts of rural Quebec. You can take some of those $8 billion and encourage everything from ecoforestry to local farming to knowledge-intensive industry, and you can have a much more viable economy, which isn't based on extraction and which is more diverse.
Right.
So we're not saying, you know, pull out the plug, give us our fancy park, and leave these companies or leave these communities, to flounder. We're saying we need some of the investment to encourage economic growth on the North Shore, but of a different sustainable kind,
mm-hmm.
and not all based on these extraction mining intense projects.
Right. And so you mentioned a bit mining in northern Quebec and Plan Nord.
Yeah.
And very kind of famously, when Pauline Marois was elected, she more or less changed the name of Plan Nord and continued in exactly the same vein. And I was wondering if you think that these projects related to the Romaine River also follow in this same vein, kind of also show that fundamentally Pauline Marois' philosophy isn't that different from Charest's.
That's a big issue you put your finger on, but it's also a huge kettle of fish, so thanks for bringing it up. Essentially, you're right that the Romaine project would never have happened if it wasn't necessary for the perceived growth and extraction with the Plan Nord. A lot of people who were disillusioned with Jean Charest's vision for northern development voted for the PQ thinking they would do differently. And of course, in an election, they said various things which allowed people to hope or believe that the PQ would, in fact, put higher rates, higher royalty rates on mining companies, would reduce, somewhat slow down the pace of extraction so there'd be something left to extract for future generations, and that we would perhaps not be so ideologically attached to these big dam projects. And I think reading the tea leaves, there's actually a division in the PQ. I think some of the more progressive members of parliament, like Martine Ouellet, who's the natural resources minister, would like to see us at least take a critical second look at whether these projects are necessary. But there's another side of the PQ which is dominant, which is definitely into continuing to basically pull down their pants for these companies and basically allow us, you know, business as usual. Essentially capitalism with a French face is essentially what the PQ is, most of the PQ is promoting, rather than a critical second look at the way we should be working on our economy. So unless the PQ gets pressure, I think this project will go ahead. Now, because we are looking at huge energy surpluses, which have been brought up in parliamentary commissions and so on, and because the project, we're always looking at ways to save money, because of some of the work I think that Alliance for Men and other groups have done to at least bring these issues to the public fore, I think there's a discussion now. And I think with enough pressure, the PQ may be maneuvered into dropping the later phases of this dam project. So there are four dams on the Romaine, and we're definitely hoping we can do a kind of like stand and stop them from developing the Romaine 3, the Romaine 4 dams. We would like to stop them from developing the whole thing, but that may be too late given how far the project's gone along. But we would also like this type of debate we're doing to apply to future hydroelectric projects they're planning on other rivers. Because as humongous and unnecessary as the Romaine project is, there are, if you look at Hydro-Quebec's plans and strategies, they want to make more dams for more superfluous kilowatts on other rivers, including the Magpie and the Little Macatina, other beautiful, though smaller rivers on the North Shore. So having this kind of discussion, agitating, having the debate, is something which we think can actually have a political influence right now when even the PQ caucus is divided. I think divided more with a heavy weight going towards continuing the project, but open to some doubts. And what we're trying to do as Alliance for Men, we've been picketing Hydro-Quebec for the last week and a half, since the 20th of January, in white elephant costumes, saying, look, this project is a white elephant. This project is a waste of money besides being ecologically destructive. It's a waste of taxpayers' money. And Hydro-Quebec, guess what, is going to be raising the rates on, you know, residential ratepayers for electricity this spring. They've applied for a 5.8% increase in your hydro bill. And, of course, they'll never admit it this directly, but that's essentially going to pay for some of the $8 billion of this money-losing project, which may, in fact, go over budget. So we're trying to get this debate, and we're trying to drag the issue out into the light. Because at this point, inertia, not talking about the project, favors business as usual at going ahead. To the extent that people are required to talk about it, the politicians who believe in the project are required to justify it in public, the public realizes that they actually still have a political choice to make, and that we could, you know, decide to put some of our hard-earned money elsewhere
right.
and save some of our environment in the process.
Yeah.
So as our job is really to make to expose this project to the light of day and make it or make it attempt to justify itself. And we think that as soon as that happens, the project will collapse out of its own internal contradictions. So that's what we're working for.
Okay. Do you have anything else that you want to add about the project or about Alliance Romaine's resistance to it?
Well, I mean, people can often be discouraged in the sense that, you know, we're a small number of people who've been working on this project for a few years. It's a David versus Goliath battle. But, I mean, when moments actually happen and when change actually happens, it's often through small groups really connecting with the population and creating larger mobilizations. No battle that was won seemed like a sure thing when it started. So I think we're actually at the potential crest of some kind of public discussion now on whether we should go forward with the last two phases of this project. I would invite your listeners to come on weekdays, usually it's weekday mornings at 8 o'clock, and join the elephants in front of Hydro-Québec and just have a chat. We have invited a representative of Hydro-Québec to have a debate with us here in Montreal, saying, like, the Romaine project, a white elephant, the title of the debate, and if they think the project can be justified, let's have it out in front of, like, the media cameras, essentially. And we've also invited the member of the National Assembly for Sept-Îles to have a similar debate. And the funny thing is, no one is too eager to jump to the defense of this project, which suggests that they realize that the project is somewhat indefensible. So we need to continue to put pressure so this debate actually happens, and so the ideas are discussed in the media. Because at this point, as I said, silence favors the status quo. We are asking people to come out, help us make a fuss, and help essentially have these issues brought to the light of day.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Maybe we'll talk again sometime. Maybe we'll see each other on the street at 8 o'clock any day.
Okay.
Front of Hydro-Québec, René Lévesque and Saint-Laurent.
Okay, great.
My pleasure.